first edition of the Preview Report of 2012. I'm John Schmelk. It's the New York Giants and the Dallas Cowboys opening up the 2012 NFL regular season on Wednesday night as the Giants start the defense of their 2011 Super Bowl championship. And it's a strange game. It's the Giants and the Cowboys, two division rivals that know each other fairly well. However, it's week one of the regular season. Personnel changes. Scheme changes. There will be some surprises on Wednesday night, and it should be a lot of fun to see how these two teams pair up against each other, considering the Giants beat the Cowboys twice towards the end of last season to make that magical playoff run. Now, both teams are dealing with a series of injuries. First, let's start with the New York Giants. Their third-round pick and rookie defensive back, Jaron Hosley, he's practiced this week, and he looks good to start on Wednesday night. Then you have Prince Amukamara. The news for him, not so good. He's not going to make it back with that foot injury, but week two seems like a possibility. Michael Boley with the hamstring. He's worked this week. They're optimistic. He'll be ready to go Wednesday night. And William Beattie, he's taken a few snaps with that back. He should start at left tackle, but that's probably going to be a game-time decision. But Sean Locklear is waiting in the wings, and he has played extremely well on that spot in William Beattie's absence. Kiwanuka has the groin injury. We'll see about him, but odds are with Kiwanuka, he's a tough guy. He's dealt with this groin injury before. I think he'll play on Wednesday night, but again, that'll likely be a game-time decision. We'll have to wait and see. As for the Cowboys, they have injury concerns. It looks like their two wide receivers, Miles Austin and Dez Bryant, they're going to play. Jay Ratliff's trying to come back from a high ankle. Maybe not so much. Then you have Jason Witten with the spleen. He practiced for the first time this week. However, a spleen is a dangerous thing. A player's health is at risk there. There could be serious consequences if he comes back too fast. So we'll see if he can play. Remember, though, Martellus Bennett said if he could play while holding the spleen or taping it up, Witten would. He's one of the toughest guys in the league. We'll see if he can go on Wednesday night. So, again, a lot of injuries, a lot of game-time decisions. We'll see what happens, but it should be a great game between two rivals that love to play against each other. And frankly, really don't like each other very much either, especially the way the end of last season went. We have a very busy preview report for you today. We'll hear from Martellus Bennett in a one-on-one interview with Anita Marks. We'll hear from Paul Dottino as well as offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride and defensive coordinator Perry Fuel. But first, it's time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. And for that, let's throw it over to Michael Eisen and Anita Marks. It's all brought to you by PSE&G.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for Eisen's Mailbag, the first of the season. So let's kick it off with Ian in Brooklyn wants to know, what roster moves surprised you the most this week, Michael?
You know, I was thinking about the roster moves. None of them really surprised me that much, to be honest with you. I guess DJ Ware was a mild surprise, but after the way Andre Brown played in the final preseason game against New England, it looked like he had jumped ahead of Ware. Darrell Scott, I think, has too much promise to let go right now. So, really, as I looked at the cuts, I didn't think there was a big surprise among them.
So those were the 53 that you had?
Well, I can't say I had them at the beginning of camp, but if you would ask me last week, I might have come very close to getting the final 53.
We have a question from Haiti. This is from Haiti? Reginald. Yeah, Reginald in Haiti wants to know, how do you think the Giants quarterbacks will do against the Dallas Cowboys and Dez Bryant?
I think they'll do very well. I mean, I don't think they're going to shut Dez Bryant and Miles Austin out, but certainly Corey Webster has proven that he's a very good corner. We're not really sure yet who's going to start over on the right side. I assume it's going to be Michael Coe, depending on Jaron Hosley's health. But, look, I always say the Giants are going to do well.
Let's go to Chris in the Bronx. How many touches do you think running back David Wilson will get on Wednesday night? You know he's become a fan favorite, Michael.
Yeah, I would say probably maybe a dozen, you know, depending on, obviously, the game situation. I think he's going to see some time at running back, and I do think Eli will try and get some passes to him, get him out in space, and let him do his thing out there. So I would say a dozen.
This is Joel on Long Island wants to know, how do you think the Giants kick and punt returners will do this season?
Better. I think, you know, obviously it's not been a strong part of the Giants game in recent years, but I think they do have strength in numbers this year. Tom Coughlin is certainly going to keep it a closely guarded secret who's going to do that job or those jobs in the opener. But I think between David Wilson, who I can see doing kickoff returns, and Hosley and Randall, and, you know, Dominic Hixon has not done much, if at all, in the preseason, but he's a proven returner both on punts and kickoffs. So I think the Giants do have some candidates who can really do a good job there.
It'll be interesting to see who he does use on Wednesday night. Michael Eisen and Anita Marks for Eisen's Mailbag. John, back to you.
Well, thanks, Anita, and now it's time to break down the game. To do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, a contributor to all things Giants media. Paul, we're back on the preview report for another year.
Yeah, we're back, John. Wednesday night games got me all kind of screwed up, though. You know, I'm used to those Sundays at 1 o'clock.
But the season opens. It's a great day for the National Football League and a great day for the Giants, and they're playing an interesting opponent in the Dallas Cowboys, a team the Giants are very familiar with. But at the same time, both teams have new personnel, so they're going to show some different things. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride talked about how the Giants are going to deal with it.
It's a little more complex than usual because, obviously, the start of the new year, you know, they've seen what we do. We've had some success. You know, there's going to be the natural, you know, modifications or adjustments that take place. But here it's been made a little bit more challenging because you've got two new corners. And so now you're trying to incorporate what did you saw in preseason and what they did to us schematically last year. What is the normal adjustment changes that are going to take place? But what is going to take place because of the, you know, the presence of those two corners that they've invested a lot of money in to get? So you're gambling. You know, you got to have enough answers. If they take this approach, we're going to do this. If they take another approach, we'll do something different. But to be quite honest, you don't know.
And, Paul, Coach Gilbride mentioned those two new Cowboys cornerbacks. It really gives Rob Ryan the help on the backside to allow him to bring all those blitzes up front.
Well, you know, he's a blitz-happy guy to begin with. I think in years past, you know, the Cowboys would be a 40 to 45% blitz team. And you got to think they may be inching up closer to 50, maybe even more than 50, maybe even 60 this week opening night against the Giants. Because let's face it, you've seen a lot of vanilla stuff during the preseason, John. And because you not only have vanilla film to look at, but new players now you're going to have to be looking at, it seems to me the element of surprise is probably more evident in week one than any other game during the season.
And, of course, for two teams that have seen each other a lot, it'll be something, a very, very different scenario that they're not used to with these two teams really surprising each other. You mentioned the pass rush, Paul, and I'll tell you what, offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride had a lot of nice things to say about Sean Locklear today on how his play at left tackle has been so spectacular. They decided not to move David Deal back there, and they're going to stick with Sean on the left side if Will Beattie can't play. Right now we think he's going to be able to on that left side. And they have faith in them. They're to block DeMarcus Ware, which is a huge matchup.
Well, Beattie's had the back problems, as we all know. And basically, you kind of cross your fingers and hope he's going to be okay for the four quarters. It is true that Locklear got better during the course of the preseason. And that was very, very important because the way it started out, you just weren't so sure what the Giants were going to do. They were playing with a lot of scenarios in their heads. But right now, it does look like they're going to have enough faith and confidence in Locklear to hold down the job. And I'm sure he's going to get some chips from Pascoe and maybe the running backs, too.
And you heard Kevin Gilbride talk about some of that new personnel that the Dallas Cowboys do have. One of those guys is a first-round draft pick, Morris Claiborne at LSU. The Giants have a rookie from LSU as well. That, of course, is wide receiver Reuben Randall. He gave the Giants media a bit of a scouting report on him when he talked to the media earlier in the week.
Well, I told him that he likes the quick jam a lot. So I told him, you know, just be prepared for that. You know, got to get his hands off you, you know, because once he gets his hands on you, he's able to control you. So that's what I remember, you know, coming up for practice, and you know, you gotta get him to open up his hips. So, because if you're comfortable, he's gonna be able to break on any route that you are pretty much running. So, just using speed, you know, get his hip open and be able to, you know, accelerate out the cuts.
And Paul, the comparison I like to make is to last year when the Giants saw Patrick Peterson early in the year for the Cardinals, and they took advantage of him a little bit. But 4 or 5 weeks later, no one was throwing on Patrick Peterson anymore. It could be the same type of deal with Claiborne. As talented as these young guys are, it takes them a while to get used to the NFL.
And remember, he got a late start in training camp too, John. Mm-hmm. So he's definitely behind the eight ball. And if you're the Giants, how do you not try to test him early and see what the kid's got? He knows that he's going to be tested. The Giants know they're going to test him. It's a matter of who wins the number of battles early in the game and then, of course, later on when they try to make adjustments.
Of course, the Giants have their own struggles in the secondary with injuries to Jerron Hosley, to Prince and Mukamura. Hosey looks like he's going to play this week.
Right.
Prince, not so much. That means the Giants will have to get to the quarterback. And one of the guys that's going to do it is Justin Tuck, and he knows it's always a challenge to get to Tony Romo.
I mean, it's no key. It's just, you know, getting out there. And that's with any quarterback. If he's allowed to sit in the pocket, he can pick you apart. And for the most part, he's pretty good when he rolls out and can prolong plays too. So, you know, we just got to get hits on him.
And Paul, we know about Tony Romo. He's good in the pocket, even more dangerous on the move. Simple, you got to get him to the ground.
Yeah, well, you know, it comes down to this. Everybody knows that when Romo's comfortable, like a lot of quarterbacks, he can do a lot of damage. But when you get in his face and you get him to hurry his throws, when you get him a little bit, hey, look, let's face it. He knows he's got Witt with trouble. You don't even know if he's going to play. You got Austin, who's coming off a hammy. Laurent Robinson's not there anymore. These are guys with comfort cookies for him. They're not there now. So if you mess up Romo, chances are he's probably going to make some mistakes, especially early in the season.
What's a comfort cookie?
Well, a guy you like to throw to when you're in problems, when you got a lot of duress going down.
Well, the Giants might have some duress in the secondary this week. We know about all the injuries. I mentioned them earlier. But defensive coordinator Perry Fuel thinks the guys he does have on the field will be able to do the job.
I think having the opportunity to play in January and February really helped this group gel. And so right now, we are making strides and progressing to get better every practice. And we're still learning. There, we put some nuances in our defenses that we're still learning those nuances. So we do some things fundamentally better than we did a year ago.
And, Paul, odds are Michael Coe's going to start opposite Corey Webster.
Right.
Hosley, if he comes back and he's able to play, which he looks like so far, he's been practicing this week, he'll be the nickel guy. How is this all going to work out for the Giants in the backfield?
Well, ultimately, John, you and I both know it's about the pass rush. Because when the pass rush is getting home, the guys in the secondary seem to play a little bit better. What a coincidence, huh? You like the way that works? Really, ultimately, that's what it comes down to. However, I will tell you this. Kenny Phillips just said the other day that he thought Michael Coe had the best spring practice and then into the summer camp of any of the DBs. Thought he played extremely well and was ready for this type of challenge. We're going to find out against Dallas.
Well, Paul, we'll be back in just a second for your final thoughts.
You got it.
But for now, let's throw it over to Anita Marks. She had a chance to catch up with one of the Cowboys that is now a member of the New York Giants. That's tight end Martellus Bennett for today's Giants Insider.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with tight end Martellus Bennett. And what a big night coming up for you on Wednesday. Your first game as a Giant going up against your old team, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah, it should be a pretty good night. I'm more excited about going out here with these guys and starting to build a great combination with Eli and great history here with my new teammates and new friends that I've been making out here. So I look forward to going out there and playing against the Cowboys.
Well, you actually addressed the media not too long ago and said that, you know, you've only been with the Giants, obviously, for a short time, but you already feel like you're a part of the Giant family.
Yeah, I do. It's a great tradition they have here, the way they treat the players from the teammates to the coaches to the ownership and all the guys upstairs as well as the people downstairs around here. So I feel like this is a place I belong. You know, from day one when I got here, I just fit right in with everybody, and it's been awesome so far.
So you fit in with the – can we take a look at the shoes really quick? Can you kind of – How can you not fit in with these shoes in this locker room?
You know, a lot of guys used to look at me weird, but now they just be like, oh, that's just Martellus, you know. So they all say there's a lot of things that I could wear that other people can't wear, and I'd be like, I'm cool with that, because they'd be like, no one else could pull that off but you, and I'd be like, that's awesome. That's exactly what I was going for today.
So you talk about your chemistry with Eli Manning, and I know a lot was made about you texting him. How often do you really text Eli Manning?
I text him a couple times a week. I see him every day, so I don't want to be that guy that texts him all the time. But I text him a couple times a week. You know, when we don't come to work, usually when I text him, if I don't see him or if I have a random thought about something that we're doing in the game or a route or something, I'll text him and ask him about that as well.
And last but not least, one thing I think you wanted to not only prove to yourself and organizations around the NFL is that you're a complete tight end. You can receive, you can block, you can do it all. You come to the Giants. Do you feel that this is the best place to kind of give you that opportunity to prove that, what type of tight end you can be in your career?
Yeah, I think I always want to be a guy that's complete all around. There's a lot of guys catching a lot of balls and they're really good at that. And there's a lot of guys that's really good at blocking in this league. And I want to be one of the ones that they refer as being great at both. So I think they put me in position to be able to do both here, and it's been a great opportunity for me. So I'm just trying to seize the moment and do everything I can to be that guy, you know. So it's one thing to talk about it, but it's another thing to get out there and go and do it. So I'm looking forward to get a chance to go out there and do it.
And I'm excited to see you do it on Wednesday night against the Dallas Cowboys.
What's up? What's up?
Martellus Bennett, Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Well, thanks, Anita. And Paul Martellus, those are some shoes he had on there, huh?
Something
what
I
do you
definitely
think?
No, I'm not going there. Not going there.
All right, your one key for the Giants to beat the Cowboys on Wednesday night to open up the NFL season.
Keep Eli Manning upright. It's just that simple for me, John, because if Eli's getting battered and for some reason or another is so badly beaten up that he's got to come out of the game, that's going to be a big problem. If the Giants can keep Eli protected and keep him straight, I really think that they've got enough talent up and down this roster to win this game because they are the better team. But with that pass rush in DeMarcus Ware, you just never know. It only takes for four or five of those hits before you can get a guy staggering to the sideline. So keep Eli upright.
And it's a funny thing. It's probably the same thing with the Cowboys. They have more injuries and problems on the offensive line than the Giants do. A lot of movement.
Sure.
Two brand-new guards. Phil Costa only, 11 snaps in the preseason.
Right.
So protect these two quarterbacks, whichever team does. That's the thing that's probably going to win the game, Paul.
Yeah, I think so, John. And we all know about Eli's durability, so at least if he takes some hits, you got a lot of confidence that he's going to be able to get back up.
And Romo has been knocked out of games before.
Yes, he has.
Especially against the Giants. Remember that big hit Michael Boley put on him a couple years ago. Paul, thanks a lot. We appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
And that's all the time we have for the first 2012 edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, for Michael Eisen, for Nita Marks, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time right here on Giants.com.